You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in and listening to The Real Short Box. My name is Donald.
And my name is Dr. Kevin.
Wow, so deep, Kevin. So very deep.
Well, we're recording very late this evening, perhaps even early in the morning.
It's a late night, early morning.
We've both had
some wine.
Well, I don't know about that.
I may or may not be wearing pants.
I don't know about that. That's your business.
I literally am not wearing pants. Look.
That's very...
Look at this. Look. Woo! Huh?
Oh, you're in shorts.
Yeah, see?
You're in shorts.
Wait, you thought the worst.
Don't pervert. Don't scare the audience.
Pervert.
Don't scare the audience.
All right, anyway, we're talking about some fun stuff. We're going to be talking about some second appearances, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
This is something that's, you know, as we know, a lot of first appearances are way out of reach, way out of budget. In some cases, you may have to take out a second mortgage on your home to afford some of these first appearances.
I actually just took out a second mortgage on your home in order to grab some books.
Oh, that's something I'm not aware of. I'm going to have to call the bank on that one.
Don't worry about it. I got it all taken care of. Don't worry. Don't worry.
That's good.
When you become an invalid, probably in the next 5 to 10 years, I'll make sure you're taken care of, okay?
Well, that's nice of you. That means you got to sell a lot of books.
No, I didn't say how or when. I mean, you know, I take care of you. Like, I'll drop you off at the mall or something.
I see.
And you can spend your days there. Mm. And at night, I'll find, like, a garage that you can just sleep beside.
That's very kind of you.
You're welcome.
Very kind of you.
You're welcome. Anything for my good friend.
There we go. Well, let's start off the list here. You know, we're talking about second appearances, and this is one way for you to at least get some of the action.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't afford the first, second appearances, and even some cases, third appearances are actually pretty popular. So let's start with the second appearance of She-Hulk. And that would be, well, surprise, surprise, Savage She-Hulk number 2.
Really? Wow. You know, you wouldn't think, because her first appearance was Savage She-Hulk number 1.
Yes.
So, her second appearance is actually Savage She-Hulk number 2.
Yes. I know it sounds like we're being stupid here, but in some cases, people make their second and third appearances in other books.
Particularly with Marvel.
You would think common sense would be, oh yeah, issue number 2. Nope. Sometimes they're in someone else's book. They're in an annual book. They're all over the place.
Right. Yep. All over the goddamn place.
Now, this cover is pretty cool. You see She-Hulk, looks like a fire truck. She's like trying to prevent from killing people or something, or a bus, whatever it is. But it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, she's stopping a city bus.
City bus, that's what it is. She's stopping a city bus. And you see that yellow background. That could be a little dangerous if you don't take care of your books.
Yep. You got to make sure it's clean. Clean pages. Clean. You know, funny enough, little story, my grandmother was actually on that bus.
How's that possible?
Well, she was written into it. She was drawn into the bus.
Okay, you're scaring me here. I mean, tell me that, you know, your grandmother was somehow an animated person.
Well, it is possible. Nothing's impossible in life, Kevin.
Well, in this scenario, unless we're living in some bizarre simulation, I think it is.
By the way, I've taken some medication tonight.
Yes.
May have mixed it with that wine. So
that's very disturbing.
We're going to have some fun.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, so with this podcast, we are.
Yeah, what's that one there? That one. That's X-Men. Yeah.
Next one is very... before we leave, I've got to say how much that book's going for. It's going anywhere between, you know, low as 10, as high as $35 in that range. And I'm sure even more, a little bit more.
I bet you can get it for $5.
In the right place, yes. And though the condition may not be
Bill's
as good.
Boot Barn in Buford.
There we go. Buford, wherever part of town that
is. It's Buford, Montana.
Buford, Montana.
Actually, I don't know if that's a city there or not, but it sounds like it would be, right? You didn't question it.
It's possible. We got to look it up.
Yeah, definitely look it up. I'm not going to. That takes too much time. All right, next book.
Next book is X-Men number 5 from 1992 at this point. 91,
92. Oh, shit.
That would be the second appearance and the first full cover appearance of Omega Red.
Yeah, that's a cool one. And also super cheap. It's like only a couple bucks you can pick that one up for.
$10 at most.
If you pay more than $5, I think you're paying too much. I'm going to be real. if you pay more than five.
Yeah, I have to agree. There's millions of them out there.
Yeah,
but millions of goddamn copies. Unfortunately, there's some dealers out there that would love to pick your pocket.
Walk away. That's the one thing I've learned. Walk away. In my age of like collecting and going to conventions and stuff, know when to walk away.
So
if somebody write down the books you want, but beside it, in parentheses, write down the highest number you're willing to pay. And if the book is, you know, more than that, ask them if they can come down. If they can't, walk away.
So you're telling people to Kenny Rogers it. You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Yes.
Know when to walk away.
Know when to run, I guess. Yes, I don't know why you would run, interestingly enough.
High prices. Sometimes you do have to run from some crazy
I'm running from high prices.
Highway robbery prices. Why
Where
not?
Are you going, Kevin? I'm running away from high prices.
There you go.
All right. We're at Costco, but okay. I'll see you outside.
But listen to Donald on this for you know, please don't get ripped off on that book.
Yeah, no.
Please don't get ripped off that book.
Walk away, run away, whatever you want to do.
Now, the next one, maybe you could get ripped off on a little bit, but not too much, maybe by a couple dollars, and that would be Batman number 636. That's the second appearance of Jason Todd as the Little Red Riding, I'm just kidding, as the Red Hood.
As the Little Red Riding, okay.
Yeah, as the Red Hood.
That's the one, that cover has the black mask, and there's like
a cool cover.
Yeah, he's got like a dagger in on Batman's cowl, so to speak. Yes. Right?
Yeah.
That's a cool one.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool cover. You know, the highest on this one's around, you know, $12 to $15. So in that case, you know, don't pay more than $10. At least not yet.
Not for Jason Todd. For God's sakes,
no. He's the second Robin.
So? You know, I'm going to be real here. I always thought Tim Drake was undervalued, and I still think he is.
I agree.
Like, his first appearance is still like a $20, $30 book.
It's cheap.
Pick up the first. Which one is that? What's Tim Drake's first appearance as Robin?
Oh, good Lord. It's like Batman 430-something.
I don't know. You keep talking. I'll look it up. I'm going to look it up.
The next one, I think, would be very wise investment, so to speak. Or if you like the character, it's just good to have in your collection. That's Avengers number 227. That is the second appearance of the first female Captain Marvel, Monica Rambeau.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And in this issue, she joins the Avengers. So, Avengers 227, 227, you know, it goes in as high as anywhere from that $40 to $50 range, but you could probably find something reasonable in the, you know, $25 to $30 range if you look hard enough.
Okay, I got it here. Real quick.
What is it?
Tim Drake. His first appearance as Tim Drake was Batman 436.
Oh, pretty close.
But as Robin, Tim Drake, it's Batman 457.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make him Red Robin, and that's when I stopped liking him. It's trash. I'm going to be real.
That's sad to hear.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. What's that one there?
Next one, Leonardo Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1 from Mirage Comics. The second appearance of the Shredder.
No shit.
Apparently so.
Wow, I had no idea.
Neither did I.
Wow. That's a cool book.
But, according to this, what I'm reading here, it said it later was revealed to be a mystic worm with the ability to create a clone of a human. So, in some sense, it's not really the Shredder.
It's not Shredder at all. But it is the second appearance of a character of the Shredder, or a caricature.
Yes.
That's kind of a sneaky lie. Ooh. Really. Yeah, boo on that one. I'm not in on that one.
That's evil.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to the next one. A classic, House of Secrets number 62. The second appearance of one of your favorite DC guys, Eclipso.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I do love me some Eclipso.
Yeah, Eclipso, according to this, not too bad. You know, the high grade, anywhere that's $75 to $80 range, but you definitely get one $40, $50.
Man, I got his first appearance, and I didn't pay a lot because, I mean, I paid quite a bit, actually. I paid over $100 for it, but it was his first appearance, and it was it graded out CGC'd at like a 3.0 or something. It ended up not grading high at all, but I was just happy to own his first appearance because he's one of those badass villains that you just always want to own or, like, have that piece of history, you know? Because he's a character that's going to just keep coming back. He's never going to go away. Eclipso's just too cool.
And you know another cool character? I know one that you like that's also from DC.
Who's that?
The Creeper.
Oh, yeah, they go hand in hand.
Second appearance of the Creeper, Beware the Creeper, number one.
Yeah, because the first one was, like, showcase something.
Yes. In this case, this is also the first written work by Denny O'Neill at DC Comics.
Oh, cool.
Came out in May, at least published in May of 1968. And also, guess who else worked on this book? The late, great Steve Ditko.
Yeah. Yeah, he did some great artwork within the Creeper.
And this book is as high as from $80 to $90, but you can probably find something in the middle range there, $40 or so, $50.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an affordable one. And the Creeper's a character. He could creep up on you.
At any point.
Oh, jeez. I know. I'm sorry. I apologize, everybody.
The next one I want to discuss, get into Marvel again. Captain Marvel number 27.
You're going to get into Marvel?
Get into Marvel.
Get into Captain Marvel,
you
mean?
There you go. And this is the second appearance of Drax the Destroyer. And, of course, his first appearance was in Iron Man 55. But as we know, that's a book that's out of range for many folks.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
But if you are interested, and if you're a Drax fan, why not pick up this book? You know, high range is $75 to $85, but you'll probably get this in the $40 to $50 range. So it's not too bad.
Not bad at all.
Next one I mentioned previous pod, but I might as well mention this because it is a second appearance book, Beta Ray Bill, Thor 338. Very affordable book.
Yeah, that's like a, what, $10 to $20 book?
$10 to $20 book, so.
Yeah.
Cool cover, too, so I would definitely get my hands on that. Next one, a little more expensive, but worth having in one's collection.
A little controversial, technically, too.
Controversial, technically, very true. But one thing that can't be denied, it is the first cover appearance of this character, and that is...
Uncanny X-Men 266, right?
Yes, first cover appearance of Gambit, but also consider the second appearance of Gambit, which is controversial, because a lot of people say X-Men Annual 14 is the first appearance of Gambit.
Yeah, I had like five of those and tried to sell them for $5 one time a piece, and nobody wanted to buy them.
Really?
Yeah. Seriously. Like, no one wanted to buy them. What's wrong with people? I don't know. I was like, oh, this is the first appearance of Gambit. And they're like, no, it's 266. And I'm like, okay, then. We'll go with that. And now they're trying to flip the script because everybody has that other one. And they're like, oh, let's make some money. F that.
Well, this book is a little more expensive. This is anywhere between $50 to as high as $200. It's this way, depending on the condition of the book.
Yeah, the first Gambit.
Yeah. Ooh, here's another one I wouldn't mind getting my hands on. The second appearance of Groot in an original story.
That's a pretty easy one to grab.
Is it? Credible Hulk Annual number 5?
Yeah, and it's great, too. It's a great story because it's got all these different types of monstrous creature villains.
Oh, nice.
That are, coming after the Hulk, and he's got to fight them and stuff. But, yeah, I think I got a high-grade one for, like, $30 or $35.
Oh, lucky, because now it's being listed a little bit more than that, a little more in that $60 to the $80 range.
Yeah, well, I mean, this was probably, like, five years ago, granted. So,
okay.
You know, prices go up over time in some of these things, and sometimes they go back down. It's an ebb and flow that happens with comic books. Everybody will see eventually. With the spikes that we've seen recently, stuff's going to start to decline.
Okay, that's fair enough. Next book here is very surprising that it hasn't gone up even further, although similar to X-Men 5, there's a lot of them out there, but still, it's the second appearance of Deadpool, X-Force number 2, and also the first appearance of Weapon X, Garrison Kane. You would think at some point, X-Force 2 would be more of a hot book, since New Mutants 98 is out of range for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
You would think people would, be jumping up and down. Wanting,
That's a tough one because there's so many of them out there is the problem. So if so many people are like already have it or can, anybody that wanted Deadpool probably usually has a first appearance of Deadpool because there was like 10 million copies that are out there.
Right.
But those that don't have Deadpool, and don't want to pay, they can get that second appearance pretty cheaply. Very cheaply. What, $10? At the most, probably? Why not, if that's your character, if that's somebody you love? Me, personally, I don't care. I could care less. I like Deadpool enough, but I've never wanted to be like, gee, I want that first appearance. Not really. Not hard enough to want to get, like, a high-grade copy of it.
You don't have a high-grade copy?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I don't. I think I like an 8.
You should be ashamed of yourself. I have a 9.6, possibly a 9.8.
Well, congratulations.
Why, thank you.
You have anywhere from $200 to $2,000, depending on the month.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like the stock market when it comes to that book.
Exactly.
Now, the next one is a good one that you should have, and I should have, and many people should have, Jared should have, and that's Avengers 58, the second appearance and origin of Vision. And Vision joins the Avengers.
Oh, cool.
This one goes for as high as $130 to $150, but it's possible to get this book for double digits, for sure.
Okay.
And I think, you know, since that first beautiful, iconic cover of the Vision's first appearance, that beautiful... Actually, you have that book, actually.
The first Vision. One I have in a high grade.
Yeah, you do have a high grade, so you can get yourself a nice book there.
It's a cool book. I've always liked Vision, though. I always thought he was a cool character, so that one I wanted to get a high grade of.
Absolutely. Which
I did. I was happy to do it.
You're a happy guy.
Yeah.
Next one, Power Man and Iron Fist 66.
66. That sounds like a Sabretooth thing. Is that a Sabretooth thing?
Yes, the second appearance of Sabretooth.
Ah, I knew it. Yeah, Sabretooth. Such a cool character. Really, for a while, everybody thought he was Wolverine's daddy, right?
Yes, I do remember that. Back in the 90s, that was a theory. That or his big brother.
Yeah, Pop Pop. Hey, Pop Pop. Why you hate me, Pop Pop?
Creighton Creed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Victor Creed.
Was it? Oh, yeah. Creed, the last name, definitely is correct.
Yeah.
Also, name of a boxing film.
Yes, indeed.
Creed.
Yes. Apollo Creed, Adonis Creed.
Yeah.
It's a cool name to have, Creed.
I think it just sounds too villainous.
Really?
Yeah. Creed. It sounds almost like greed. It sounds like something that's oozed up from like the sewer. Oh, what's that on your shoe? It's Creed.
It's Creed.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, or like the kid you don't like in class. Oh, you know, he's wiping his boogers on my desk. Who? Creed? Stop it, Creed. Creepy Creed.
Wait, was there like a 90s rock band called that?
Yeah. I think they sang like, can you take me higher?
So why does it sound so villainous?
They were like a religious band back then.
Yes, so why does it sound so villainous then?
Hey, nobody ever says religion's perfect either.
Well, I thought it was.
No, sir. You're incorrect there.
A lot of people have been saved by it.
I'm sure.
A lot of people are happy with it.
And they absolutely can be. It's just, I think Creed's just kind of a creepy name. That's all.
Okay.
You can relate the band towards religion if you want, but, you know, I just think they're a crappy band.
Okay. Would you talk to their face?
Sure.
All right.
Why not?
All right.
Okay.
Well, I want you to tell this next book to their face that it's a bad book. Astonishing Tales, number 26, the second appearance of Deathlok.
You're drunk. Go home, Kevin.
Second appearance of Deathlok. You know what? At some point, they're going to use this character.
Deathlok? They already did.
Oh, they did.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., buddy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and it was crap.
Well, maybe they'll use them appropriately.
Properly, yeah.
This book's pretty cheap. I mean, it's not too bad. You can get it in the $10 to $20, even $25 range, the highest. But I'd say you can probably get it for $10.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Yeah, and it's a great cover. So yeah. He was just standing there with a gun, right? Kind of pointed at you.
Mm-hmm. And then the next one... Strange Tales number 170, second appearance and origin of Brother Voodoo. Now, everyone's specking on this Brother Voodoo character.
Oh, yeah, you have to, because Brother Voodoo is a badass. Such a great name, too. That one you can pick up for 50 to 75, I think, somewhere around that range.
Yeah, maybe 100.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but so that would be a little bit more, but worth it if you want to get, you know, his second appearance, because his first appearance right now, $300 to $500, I think, now.
If not more than that.
Yeah. It's sitting pretty high.
So, yeah, if I were you, get it while you still can.
While you still can. Yes.
Next one's another hot one that's heating up and has a good chance of showing up when they get into, like, the dark horror characters of Marvel. Amazing Spider-Man number 125. That's the second appearance and origin of Man-Wolf.
Yeah, I feel like his first appearance, though, can't be too expensive, right?
Yeah, if people are specking, I'm sure it's already a triple-digit book.
No shit.
Now, this one, in high grades, around triple digits, but you can still get this book probably for about $60.
That's true. He is pretty deeply tied, I think, to the Darkhold, or at least he was at one point. Yeah. At least in that Carnage book that was out not too long ago.
That's true.
Yeah.
So definitely get your hands on that one.
Mm-hmm.
next one, because you know he's coming back at some point. Power Man, Luke Cage. Second appearance of Luke Cage is, in this case, works out. Hero for Hire, number two.
Yeah. All right.
Also, the first appearance, I'm just throwing it out there, of Claire Temple. So if you like the Night Nurse, or sorry, a Night Nurse, and be very careful there.
Yeah.
Claire Temple is a Night Nurse. But if you like the, oh, good Lord, help me here. See, it's happening so late. Our good friend, the lovely lady.
Rosario Dawson.
If you like yeah. that character from those Marvel Netflix shows, well, first appearance of her with the character she was based off of. So, yes, yeah, second appearance of Luke Cage. And in this range, you can get it in around that $50 to as high as $125.
She wrote a comic book, right?
I believe she did.
She wrote the comic book in her uncle?
I believe so.
Yeah, her uncle, Gustavo, I guess? Yeah.
Yes.
Did Gus Vasquez, he did the art for it. If I recall,
it
was something about Captain Puerto Rico or something like that, or right?
I believe so.
I feel like that's correct. Something similar to that. But yeah, they did a comic book together, which I thought was pretty cool.
And of course, his work is exquisite.
Yes, yeah. If you get a chance to check out Gus's work, yeah. He does a lot of DC work. He did some Suicide Squad not too long ago, and Snagglepuss. Yeah, he did some Snagglepuss and that Sasquatch Detective or whatever it was.
Absolutely.
He did that for a little bit. Yeah, so he's done quite a bit of work for at least for DC.
Hopefully, anyway. One day we can get him back on and do like an interview.
Yeah. At some point, I mean, I'm sure we can have him on at some point and do like a little interview on. Virtually, anyway, at least, because yeah. he's still in New York right now. Right?
I believe so.
Something like that. Anyway, let's go to...
Next one. That was a good one.
Yeah, next one. Gotham's Reckoning.
Yes, the second appearance of Bane, Batman 489. Good Lord, that's cheap. Now, if you can't afford the first appearance, the second appearance... in
$2.
Yeah, two bucks, $5 at most. If you pay more than $5, then... you should probably choke yourself, because that's ridiculous.
Well, you can choke yourself off. You can choke yourself out. You can choke yourself sexually if you want. That's probably your best option, choke yourself sexually, because we don't want you to try to choke yourself in a too harming of a way just for paying a little more for a book.
Okay.
I don't think that's like what we want people to do. But if they can get gratification from it, maybe.
Well, that's none of my business.
And that's the best route, I think. So, you guys do you, but we're recommending that you go with that instead of the one that's going to cause you more harm.
And if you want that, there's also the second appearance and origin of Man-Thing, Astonishing Tales, number 12.
That's a good one, Kevin. You did a good job with that. If you like to choke yourself off sexually, we also have the second appearance of Man-Thing. All right.
And not bad, it's affordable in that $30 to $50 range. So if you like Man-Thing, and I'm sure at some point they're going to bring him into the MCU or soon to be MCM.
Yeah. Have I ever showed you my giant-sized Man-Thing?
No, you have not.
No? Oh, okay. Well, here it is.
Okay, that's disturbing. Very disturbing.
Let me just roll this up here. Hang on.
Anyway, we have...
tucking in. Okay.
The next one, NYX number 4, the second appearance of X-23, and good Lord, that's going up even on that one. Jeez.
That one's, this is a character that I don't care about, but I know a lot of people do, and she was cool in Logan, don't get me wrong, but that book should, I wouldn't pay more than $20 for that book.
Yeah.
Like, legit.
Yeah, I mean, it's going for as high as $65, but yeah, you could probably get it for like the 20 to 30 range still. You look in the right places.
Yeah.
You don't have to kill yourself over that.
Nope, nor would I.
But people should be killing themselves over this book here. Batman Adventures Mad Love Special number 1. The second appearance and origin of Harley Quinn.
One of the first books I got CGC graded, by the way.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because I was going through my CGC comics... and it was funny what ones I got graded back, like when CGC first was a company. I think I just was so proud I had anything that could be graded or that they graded books that I was like, I'm going to send this one in. Why not? And I would just do it silly, like, and now you have to wait like 12 years, I think, to get a book graded.
I know. You'll be on Social Security by the time you get
through
it back.
CGC, anyway.
Yeah, by the time you get it back from CGC.
I heard CBCS is doing really well, like a 9-day turnaround.
Yes, I did hear that from colleagues and associates and friends of ours. They have told us such things that they decided to go down that route.
Yeah.
Of the CBCS.
And very happy with it. So
very happy with their services.
That's good. Me, I think I'm going to start PGXing.
Or just start your own encapsulation service.
Yeah, could. But I think PGX is pretty cool. Okay. I like their encapsulation service.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah, their turnaround time is half an hour. They usually show up at your door.
There you go. That's wonderful.
They said they make you coffee while they encapsulate and grade your book.
Well, that's great service
there. Yeah.
Let's see here. The next one we discussed briefly is Amazing Spider-Man number 315, the second appearance of Venom, and it's still fairly affordable.
Yeah. That's like a $15, $20 book.
Yeah, maybe $30 at most, depending on if it's in really good shape.
Yeah, really like great a gem mint, you know, maybe. All right, let's do one more. We got time probably for one more. All we can sneak in for people.
Let me find a good one here.
Yeah, I know you got your list, so why not? Yeah.
Well, it was just, let's end it with this one. For those of you who could not get Ultimate Fallout 4, well, your second choice for this would be the second appearance of Miles Morales, and that is, in some cases, polybagged, in some cases, not polybagged. Ultimate Comics Spider-Man number 1.
Didn't it have a white polybag on it?
Yes, indeed.
With the spider symbol, that's what I thought.
Matter of fact, mine is still in that white bag, interestingly enough.
Yeah, it's funny how like you keep them in there because you think it's going to be worth more because back in the day it was.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get it graded, you have to take it out of the poly bag. Yeah, so it doesn't matter then.
Yep, doesn't matter.
Which was making me wonder, like, should I get my Death of Superman graded? Because I have like so many of those still in the poly bag.
Yeah, why not?
You know, and I wonder if they would put all the other stuff that came with it in the encapsulation. Probably not. I doubt it. Like the little wristband thing and stuff that came with that.
Hmm.
But anyway, this is Ultimate Comics Spider-Man number 1, which is the second appearance of Miles Morales. This one's going to be a little bit more.
It's triple digits for sure. You're going to be paying more than a Benjamin.
Yeah, you're probably talking anywhere from $125 to $175.
To as high as $200 in some cases.
Yeah, to as high as $200. I wouldn't pay more than that, to be fair.
Not yet.
No.
When they do announce the live, like, let's say when they cast the live action version of Miles Morales, then at that point, this will be
Right, when they're like, well, Peter's told his story.
Yep.
And they're like, we're going with Miles Morales now.
Or
that'd be a strange day.
What if they shock us with Spider-Man No Way Home and there's a cameo appearance of Miles, like, you know, the live action Miles.
Oh, yeah, there absolutely could be.
If that happens, then good Lord, this thing will just take off.
Yeah.
Along with, of course, obviously Ultimate Fallout 4, but this second option will take off even further. So if I were you, if you already priced that out of Ultimate Fallout 4, which unfortunately most of you are, I would grab this while you still can. This is like the little hidden gem I've been preaching to people outside of the podcast.
Absolutely.
About picking up the last couple of years, so.
Yeah.
Yep, get it now. And also, it's the first appearance of the Ultimate Prowler, the uncle of Miles Morales in the Ultimate Universe. So you see, you got another reason to pick up this book.
That's true. That's a good one. That is a good book. All right, well, I think that's going to do us for this time of our prospecting on second appearances of comic books.
Yes, indeed.
We had some bronze and some some
copper
and some modern age.
Modern age, yeah.
So some good picks there, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you to the audience for listening to us here at The Real Short Box. You can find more of our podcasts available on Spreaker, on Spotify, on Google, on Amazon,
Blueberry,
iHeartRadio, and a whole multitude of others. If you can't find us on one, please reach out to us, and we'll make sure to get on that platform for you. We are also available. We do live video podcasts on our YouTube page under the Rumblespoon Productions page there on YouTube. You can find us there. Usually every Monday around 7:30 p.m. Pacific time, we do those. We have a lot of fun. We have some prize giveaways. We do top tens of certain characters and movies and things like that.
Rankings.
We do rankings. We do where the audience participates and votes who they think is the coolest of what characters and what teams.
We even give away prizes sometimes.
Yep. I said that, but we'll say it again. More prizes. We have a lot of fun, and we have special guests sometimes. So check us out on there. And if you get a chance, And maybe you can check us out if we'll see you
at the realest and most righteous comic book shop.
Yes, and check out splatteredfrog.com for a multitude of fun gifts. They're a sponsor of the podcast. Shh, bye. Shh, bye.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.